Country mornings are the best.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah. In the morning.
When you wake up.
On Kicks 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
And today it's Bud who reached out about him and Tammy's issue parenting their child. And they want us to step in.
Oh, good thing I don't have a kid and I have absolutely no experience with this.
You are a former kid. You can step in on this.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try.
Since Bud was the one who reached out, we'll talk with him first. Good morning, Bud.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. So what's going on with you and the missus?
Well, thank y'all for taking this call because I'm just about the end of my rope. Now, we've been raising our kid together, and we have got a rule in our house where our child has to be involved in sports, so they can get exercise outside, but also, you know, there's the teamwork aspect, the leadership, and just general socializing skills.
Right.
And we got our son, and he's 12 years old, Tyler, and he hates playing sports. And it's gotten to the point where I hate watching him play sports. And, if he ain't got no joy in his heart, how can I have joy in my heart when I watch him do it?
Right. Okay.
But he does love playing video games, Call of Duty, Rocket League, and he plays in like tournaments
choices.
And in teams.
Oh, wow.
And it's like sports. He loves it. He wants to quit playing sports so he can devote more time to playing the video games.
So the e-sports is what he wants to do.
Yeah, e-sports, that's what he calls it. Yeah. But now, normally I'd be against that because I find all the video games to be quite, alarming. But he's playing games where he's shooting guns and work. You know, he's learning how to do stuff that is going to be helpful at some point. And it like fulfills the requirement in terms of like when we say we want him to learn how to compete and to work with others. All those things happen. And even in esports, he was telling me he can get like scholarships and stuff. And it's
it's not like it was
when I was a kid. We were just playing Space Invaders or whatever, you know?
Right, exactly. Now that makes
sense. Mine was Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64 for you?
Yeah.
And I love my wife, and she's real adamant that he keep playing sports, you know? And I know she's the one who takes him to the games and practices, you know? She's doing all the heavy lifting in terms of like making sure he is participating.
Okay, well let's bring your wife in here then. Good morning.
Right on.
Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah, so we're doing good.
You are not a fan of your son giving up on sports and just doing esports.
When it comes to esports, I think not only is it baloney, it's a big pan of fried baloney. It's completely ridiculous.
Okay.
You got a 12-year-old kid who needs to be out, needs to be running around, getting all that energy out, learning the rules of sports and learning to work with a coach and work with his team, however, whatever sport he chooses. But you can't have a kid sit on his butt and stare at a screen all day long and expect him to be healthy and happy. It's just not, it's not the life lessons he needs. And a lot of times kids sign up and they say they hate it, but once they get into it, they learn to love it or hate it, and it's good for them, and they do it anyway. I mean, I still hate broccoli, but I eat it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you eat it covered with cheese sauce, though. You don't just eat broccoli.
Yeah.
There you go.
Smother it.
Gotta put the good stuff on
it.
Yeah, as the good Lord set it up. Broccoli and cheese is fantastic. All right. Well, should we just take it right to our people then? Or do you guys have thoughts on it before we start? Nick? Coriel?
What is your son prefer? I mean,
it sounds like he just wants to do video games and doesn't want to play sports. Is that correct?
Absolutely. He's been playing sports for years now. He hasn't warmed up to it yet. Let's just say that.
That's what I'm saying. I think he should do what he excels at and what he enjoys. If he's been doing this for a couple years now, and like he just said, Bud just said, it's just not clicking.
Yeah.
It ain't clicking. Like, then.
Well,
I'll throw out, I think there's certain things you learn, though, in sports that will benefit a person as they get older.
I agree with that,
and
too.
Okay. Like 100%. So I'm kind of, I get it. I get the idea of what, I get what you're saying, Coryell, but I don't know. There's, when you become an adult, you could tell the people that played team sports and people that didn't.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
It does
Can
happen.
Can you tell I haven't played many team sports?
Yeah, volleyball, you're pretty good at being a teammate.
Yeah, you play, what do you mean you play volleyball?
Well, yeah, but like I didn't grow up really playing sports.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's take it to the people and see what they think.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Whose side are you on when it comes to Tyler and sports or no sports?
Yeah, when it comes to the 12-year-old son, are you team Bud? He can focus on video games. Sports are just not his thing. Or team Tammy, he needs to stick with sports, learn the overall life lessons.
You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of Couples Therapy.
Wake up with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
The Morning Show. On Kix 96.9.
It's a Couples Therapy Wednesday, and today it's about helping out Bud and Tammy parent their son, Tyler, who you're picking a side.
Yeah, are you team Bud? One second, sorry. Are you team Bud, ditch the sports? Or Team Tammy, stick it out.
We want to know from you what your thoughts are. 466-9696. Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. Good morning. What side are you on?
There are coaches in esports. Like, when you get into college or if you get into, like, a high school team or actual tournament or something, they do have teams where there are coaches. And so I feel like there is that sort of respect where you can get it from esports as well as if you would from, like, regular sports.
So she's on Bud's side because there are coaches in esports.
Okay.
Okay. Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side.
Okay.
If you guys let him quit now, he's going to learn that quitting's okay.
Okay.
I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
Too, but also it sounds like in Tyler's defense, he's tried the sports route for a couple of years and just hasn't quite warmed up to it all.
What are people saying on socials?
On Twitter, KZKX969, Eric, he takes a little bit of a different approach. He says, Team Tyler, no question. Give the kids a break. There are worse things it could be doing. So I think it's whatever, their son wants to do. Shane says, I side with Dad. You can't force a kid to play sports. They end up resenting it. There is other ways to get the benefits of team sports. The kid can make a career playing esports. Let him be happy as long as he still stays active. That seems to be like a thing that people have questioned because John says, sitting in front of a TV is not exercise that a 12-year-old needs. But also, Becky, on the other side of things, she says 100% Team Bud. My daughter is going to State Esports on Friday.
State Esports. Nice.
My
Very
kids
cool.
also wrestle yeah. and are in track.
Very
so
cool.
They're still active in other ways, but also they're still, I don't know.
My son wants to do esports because he's been begging to get into Call of Duty.
Right.
And he's a big Fortnite guy right now. And I told him, I said, here's the deal. You're either going to have to take up golf or some sort of running thing.
Just it could put him be in track. It's
track.
He likes it.
He is fast, or like And I go, then maybe we could talk about it. Like I'll get you. We could do both. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He is really good at esports. I will say that.
Okay, Coryell.
Megan on Facebook, KX969. Life lessons and physical activity are both good. Can they compromise and only do one or two sports? Like maybe find something on the side to kind of supplement
there
the physical aspect of those lessons
kinda
from esports.
Like what Husker Nick's talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter, KX969 for you to chime in. Are you Team Bud or Team Tammy when it comes to their son and esports? It's Kix. Good morning.
You're waking up with GP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Couples Therapy Wednesday helping out Bud and Tammy with a debate about parenting their son Tyler, who's 12. If you missed it, they've tried the sports side of things, according to Bud, and it hasn't gone great. But Tyler does enjoy esports, and esports can help him get into college, scholarships and whatnot. It's very competitive, so it does kind of teach him how to be a part of a team. And Tammy's like, no, he needs to get up and be active. Can't just do video games, and that's all he's doing.
And you all have mentioned, too, and plenty of other people, you learn a lot of other things on the side, discipline and things like that.
Working together
as
a team.
Working together.
Yeah, that's important too. So
but then again, I suppose you get that, I don't know, playing video games too.
Yeah, you can.
Just in a different way. You're just not, maybe not sweating as much. I don't know.
Yeah, the physical fitness part of things is definitely not there if you're playing video games. So we wanted to know what side you're on. Are you on Team Bud or Team Tammy? Good morning.
Hello.
Okay, all of a sudden we...
Are they there?
It's frozen.
Hello?
People are just hanging up on us?
No.
The
recorder crapped out on us.
You know, the thing I will say, for those who are listening, if maybe you don't have kids in this moment in time, maybe they're older or younger or something like that, I watch my son sit downstairs with his buddies from school, and they, like, get into Fortnite, and they get into their own game just to practice, like... builds and moves and all this stuff to use once they get into
there is
it's a different type of discipline, but there is like a discipline aspect of it I think that goes underrated, and that's one thing I do love about sports too, like it's not just the sport, it's practice, it's working out, it's eating right, it's like everything in your life, like
yeah,
if you're, you know, dedicated, like it's a whole nother animal, and I think it benefits people.
Jesse on Facebook, KX969, says, why not both? And I think, you know, that's definitely something that they could do. Tyler could do, the 12-year-old son, but it just sounds like he has tried sports, and it isn't working. Maybe finding a different physical activity other than just sports, you know, like going for a walk or something like that.
Our recording system, we had a bunch of great calls. It's not working right now, but we had one guy say that it took a while for them to find something that their daughter was good at, and she got really good at equestrian. Likes riding
trial
horses.
By error, just find what they kind
find
of fall
something
into.
And then another guy called in and said he was on the dad's side, but like hiking together would be the way to do that. They could go on a Saturday and go for a hike together as a family, or work out at a gym together. That would be a way for them to stay physically fit in that aspect of things.
Michael says Team Bud, however, moderation is key. Amber, though, says Team Tammy, don't start if you're just going to quit. Never allow my kids to quit if they chose to start.
Yeah,
so I think it's like a very clear, if you say yes, you want to do this, you're going to have to stick it out.
That's one thing my ex-wife and I agreed on with our kids, was they had to do something sports and something with music. And they needed to stick it out. And so whatever they found that was they liked it doing, like Serena loved playing softball, and she also did cheer. And so she found things she liked to do that was physically fit. Tristan really loved baseball. He gave up on football, focused on baseball and playing drums. And so just giving them as much physical activity, but also stuff they like doing.
Jesse, my wife, hollered at Carter yesterday. It's funny you mentioned that. She goes, Carter! You want to do some sort of band, like play an instrument in fifth grade? And he goes, how about no?
How about no?
That's
I was
funny.
Like, oh, I should
you
never
know what?
Let
but
him
it
watch
so stinks because who
awesome
knows? Like, what if Carter is like a crazy trumpet player? Like, I could see Carter
guitar
being
player.
Really
drummer.
Good at drums.
Oh, I could see drummer.
You know what I'm saying? I think
maybe.
I hope he finds a way to decide if he really doesn't want to do something musically related.
Let's bring Bud and Tammy in real quick. Coriel, can you tell on socials who's the winner? Is it pretty split?
It really is pretty split, but I think it's teetering more along the lines of Team Bud or like a compromise.
Okay.
Of a whole, like finding something physical to do on the side, like a moderation type of thing. Like not do anything not physical.
Can I say, by the way, how far we've come in this world where the idea of e-games, people are accepting that as like a real habit? Like, not just like 8 years ago, people would be like,
it's like a real hobby.
Video games will rot your brain.
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly.
Like, that was, you know.
That was a big thing. So, Tammy, hearing all of this, Tammy, where are you at on things now?
I still feel like he just needs to be getting out of the house. I don't think it's enough to say, oh, well, we're going to go for a walk on Saturdays. Because, you know, life gets interrupted, and a walk is not something that's scheduled. It's not something regimented. So if you miss a game, there's consequences. If you miss a walk, you know, I mean, it's hard enough to get kids out of bed in any way, and now you're going to wake them up and go, hey,
no, understandably,
come walk with mommy. Yeah, and it's healthier for them to do things with their own peers than to just hang out with me and his father, you know? I mean, he wants to hang out with a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Although right. You're very cool.
Bud, what are you thinking after hearing all that from our listeners?
Well, you know, I didn't come here to be right. I just want to do what's right by my son. A lot of talk about compromise. The way things run in our house is that it's pretty much Tammy's way or the highway.
No.
You know, I love my son, but I'm not going to try to make my wife go on a walk every weekend. Do you understand?
Something just occurred to me, and maybe this will help your guys' argument. I think we could close on this. I'm going to use myself and my brother as two great examples. Okay. I was asked to play soccer for Team USA, played sports in my whole life. I'm a poor radio host. My brother, on the other hand, was ranked top 5 in the world on 3 different video games, and at 34 became the head neurologist of our hospital in Lincoln.
That's such a great example.
Pick whichever side you want to go to, I suppose.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good example. All right, well, Bud, Tammy, thank you so much for bringing your debate to us
yes.
and letting us be a part of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I think I won, though, don't you?
You know what? Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Tammy's way or the highway.
Tammy's way or the highway.
Wake up with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick. In the morning.
The Morning Show on Kix 96.9.